Isn't this a sports show?
Something, something, Patrick Mahomes sexy deep ball.
Almost entirely.
You turn that hot dog sideways, that wiener's going to fall out.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You see what I'm saying? Whenever the bun enters your mouth.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Unclench your butt muscles. Exhale deeply. Let's talk about it.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
I would come in here every day and be like, boy, it sure is good that I've got this place to fix my droopy wee-wee. Every day I would say that.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Thanks for nothing, Beards. Beards knows what the main topic of today's show is, at least what the first topic of today's show is. It's that I made it to the papes. Newspapers still exist, and I'm pictured in one today. Framing up a shot of Anthony Sherman's butt. Yesterday, I mentioned that this is a thing that I did. I mentioned that I tweeted out a picture of Anthony Sherman's butt, not really on purpose. Not really because it was butt-based. No, I just was trying to get a good view of his training camp outfit. And I mentioned that yesterday. I thought it was funny. And then today I wake up and Charlie and Shane have tweeted me a picture of the front of the Kansas City Star sports section. And it's a picture of Anthony Sherman, surrounded by microphones and reporters. And then, just as clearly as anybody could possibly be, I'm behind Anthony Sherman, apparently. Either grimacing or smiling, that's open for debate, taking a picture of Anthony Sherman from behind. And my Twitter has been a Twitter today. Not even since I woke up. Since before I woke up, people were tweeting me about this picture. Because people still get newspapers. And if you haven't seen it yet, go to my Twitter or just search at me. And 100,000 people have tweeted different things of it. Steve, who is always on top of these things, did lots of very good work, including, I think, my favorite thing, which is that picture photoshopped onto Anthony Sherman's singlet itself. So his next year, saying that his outfit will just be the same outfit from this year, except for it'll be a picture of me taking a picture of him from behind. Kent Swanson put a crying Jordan face on me. My cousin quote tweeted it to point out that it's the content, happy smile on my face that makes the picture so great. And he threw a peach emoji at the end of that tweet. Many people have said that I have officially made it. Girlfriend Renee just walked in like 30 seconds before the show and handed me a framed version of the picture. Says, hey, look, Ma, I made it. If this is what making it feels like, I should quit, right? Either while I'm at the top or maybe before I can collapse to the bottom. I don't know. Also, if you just would like, you know, if you like know my media availability or whatever, you can send all contact requests to my agent, who may send them to my manager, who may send them to my handler. Also, all of those people are Beards. Renee threw her hand up in the air.
I still don't get paid for that, by the way.
No, of course not. It's a volunteer job, and you're not volunteering for it. It looks great on your resume.
I don't have one of those either.
I think Beards would be my manager. My mom is probably my agent, and then Renee is my handler. I don't think anyone else would want to be my handler after the way that I just framed that accidentally. I'm having a good day. I also almost murdered an H&M employee. I finally took back all those damn dress pants that I had, and they tried to only give me store credit because it had been 30 days. And I almost went over the counter and just grabbed him by his lapels and then just threw him into the coat rack. I didn't have to. We got it figured out. I pulled up their website and their website's policy. They just gave it to me. I did meet a nice old lady, by the way, while I was walking. Calling her an old lady probably isn't terribly flattering. She wasn't like old. She said she had a kid that was probably about my age. I was wandering through the... I'm going to get back to the Anthony Sherman butt stuff in a second. What?
You're making it too easy.
What? I'm looking at the picture again. I just thought about the things. Also, one thing I hadn't noticed yet until Renee brought in the cutout version... it's the picture and then the subhead and then the actual headline saying fullback Sherman is the showstopper as Chiefs veterans report to camp. But then there's a pull quote, that it's not all in the frame here, but it's mostly here. It just says, I was nervous that his legs might not fit through the holes in that little onesie he had. And that makes it even more on brand with whatever is currently happening, because now it sounds like I was the one saying that. I think that was a Frank Zombo or Jordan Devey quote from yesterday. But at this point, just attribute it to me, I guess. I also need to tweet the photographer that took this picture. It's another Kaiser, by the way.
You want the actual picture itself, just like downloadable?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that, but at this point, I mean, I do. I just wanted to tweet them and ask, I honestly think, if we could actually get a hold of them, I don't know who it is for sure, but getting a hold of them just to ask, did they notice before they, like, whenever they, like, turned the picture in or whatever, did they notice that I was back there? And I hope that they did. I hope that made this picture even more postable. Maybe we need to, like, call the editor. I don't know. I can tweet at the sports editor or something. Be like, hey, did you realize what you were doing to me? I just wanted to get the social media coverage. You know, I wanted to get full coverage, or something that his singlet did not provide. But all of the media scrum was out there in front. And so I'd already gotten a picture from him walking in. I got one later also. So I thought, oh, the thing to do here is going to be to get behind him and then get a picture from behind, get a better view of the singlet and the shoes and everything. And I was there for like 5 seconds. And then I went back to the side again. That was all it took. Anyway, I was walking around the top floor at Oak Park Mall with a big bag of H&M stuff, which was three pairs of identical dress pants in various sizes. Would have been four, except for one of my friends took my fourth of five pairs and just Venmo'd me the cash value. But I was just walking around with a big H&M like shipping bag, and I was walking past this lady, and she just was like, excuse me. I was like, oh, like what have I, oh no, what have I done? She's like, excuse me, where is the H&M? And I just looked at her for a second and just sort of like took a, like one beat. Just, where's the H&M? That's the question, isn't it? And then so we went on a little adventure through the entire, I figured out it's not up here, because I walked across the entire, all of Oak Park Mall on the second floor, which I thought was the first floor, until I realized that I came in on the second floor. And then me and this lady just like, went down the escalator and then walked like through another two-thirds of the mall, and I explained that I had 1,000 pair of the exact same pair of pants. She said she was returning some stuff that had run small or something like that, but she had confirmed that this place did at least exist. And it was nice. We had a little teen quest to find the H&M. And we did it, and then I murdered an H&M employee. I mean, it went off without a hitch. I got those returned, and the whole time my phone was just like, bleep, bleep. Seth Kaiser put your, I don't know if Seth actually tweeted anything. Seth retweeted you to another angry mob. Bleep. Kent Swanson put a crying Jordan on your face. Bleep. Steve, damn it, Steve. Bleep. Steve put you behind a horse's butt. Bleep. Steve put this picture on his, on Anthony Sherman's singlet. Bleep. You've been followed by 17 accounts that seem pornographic in nature. Bleep, 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 bleep. It's been a really interesting day. And then Renee got here like a minute before the show with a framed version of it. My mom went and bought like a couple copies of it, which like I'm glad she did. It's funny. I was going to absolutely frame it. Renee has saved me the trouble. I was absolutely going to frame it because it's too funny. Like Tom Martin is also in this picture. Tom's been on the show once or twice. I like Tom. He's in this picture, like in the just kind of behind the cowboy hat. And if that's where I was on this, I'd be like, hey, that's kind of fun. I'm in the picture. But that would be the end of it.
Mike Wazowski style.
Right, yeah. If I was Mike Wazowski in this, I'd be like, oh, look at that. That's kind of, like, that's fun. If I had even just been standing exactly where I was, but with, I don't know, not literally, I'm leaning to get a better angle without moving my feet. If I would have been, also, not pictured here, Vahe Gregorian, actual verified journalist, like, real journal, I forgot about that until just now. I got to tag him. Vahe Gregorian, actual journalist for the Star. He was standing even more centered up on Anthony Sherman from behind.
What?
And he snapped the picture, but he's not in the picture that's in the Star today. I just broke it.
I hope not. I do like though that there's like in the picture there's all this red. Everybody's wearing red, and
yep.
You're just off to the side in a black shirt that just stands out, kind of all by yourself,
mm-hmm.
is just you in an 810 t-shirt taking a picture of Anthony Sherman's butt.
And I could not be more isolated. I almost yesterday wore a black button-up short-sleeve shirt that has like these like pink palm trees on it and everything. I almost wore that yesterday, and if I would have, I don't think I could have taken what would have followed on Twitter and everything.
The smirk on your face is also amazing.
Okay, people keep saying it's a smirk. And I remember thinking like, oh God, this is going to look bad. And then doing like a grimace. And my sort of, it's kind of a, doing the thing, okay, kind of thing. It's
a smirky grimace.
It is a smirky grimace. It's a knowing grimace. That's true. Also, the phrase knowing grimace sounds like the title of the autobiography of the big purple fuzzy thing from the McDonald's campaign. Like eventually he just like gets very pensive and he's the front cover is just him in a suit and it's called knowing grimace. I had a knowing grimace moment there. That's fair. A smirky grimace. I was nervous that his legs might not fit through the holes in that little onesie he had. Again, a quote I think is attributed to Frank Zombo. Or Jordan Devey. Or I think those are the only two guys that spoke. Also, Bashad Breland isn't a chief currently. But no one wants to really talk about that, right? Shane tweeted me. I think he actually tweeted me first. I saw Charlie's because it was more recent. Shane tweeted it to me at 7 a.m., congrats at JB Briscoe, you've officially made it. I just quote tweeted it with, I'm not coming to work today. And I really like, everybody's in St. Joe and stuff, so this is pretty slow. But I also am just waiting for someone to walk in here and just give me a big bag of money. Because what good product placement for 810, you know? It says Sports Radio 810 on my shirt. You can see it.
It would have been nice though if your arm wasn't covering up the whole part of the shirt. But yeah, no, it's pretty
know.
Good.
If I would have had my other arm down, I wouldn't have had to have use both hands to take a picture there. If I could have just casually snapped. And again, that's what Vahe did. I forgot about that. I gotta bring Vahe in on this. Also, I'm going to have to make it my banner photo or my my profile picture or something. It's just
it's a very good profile picture. It totally works.
It really would. Yeah, it's just there's a whole lot going on. It's very funny. It makes me very happy. Very proud of myself. I also need to tweet out the actual picture that I took. Probably do that during the commercial break as well. Was it worth it? No, absolutely wasn't. I did get the best picture of Anthony Sherman from behind, though, I think. Really see the detail in the singlet and all that. I think I got it. Let's see if I'm going to pull the picture up again. I'm pretty sure I got, you know, cowboy hat to shoes. I think I got the full range of motion there. Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth it. Also, the thing that is really, really frustrating that I just realized is, so the singlet says USA on it in red, white, and blue in big letters. And the way that it's all offset, like, it's real, like, it, you do not have to stretch very much for, instead of reading USA, 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 to just see the word ass down the right side of his rear side. Yeah, so that's how my morning was. How about yours? That's been my morning. So, Beards. Taking any pictures of any good butts lately?
No.
Okay. Just me? I feel so alone. The crying Jordan one really gets to me. I don't know why. And so does the Photoshop of the picture itself on the next year's singlet. Adam quote tweeted the picture with, "This is my favorite moment in all of sports journalism." That made me very happy. Steve, I think, is going to start photoshopping me behind other butts taking pictures of things. Like, if the next one is like, I got him from Anthony Sherman here to a literal horse in the one that he tweeted. If there's not a picture of me just like, just way off in the background behind like A-Rod and J-Lo walking together down Miami Beach or something, I'll be disappointed. That one feels like it's next. And then soon after that comes the restraining order. So I'm looking forward to that also. If anybody knows Anthony Sherman, tell him I didn't mean anything by it, and nice butt.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Let's go to the comments. Let's all go to the comments. I can't see the comments. Beards, what does it say?
Ha! On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I like big butts.
This feels unfair. Fine. All right. Yep. Fine. That's all right. That's the music for all day, I guess. Thanks, Beards. That was great. We go to the comments now. Let's see. I can't even get them to open. I am so off kilter. Let's see. My mom said, "Oh, Lord, now I see your pic of Anthony Sherman from the rear. No wonder you took a photo. That's hideous. What's with the knee pads?" He was in, like, a wrestler. It was going for, like, a wrestler thing. But, yeah, that's why I was trying to get a picture of the full, well-rounded costume. Wasn't going to be a joke, but that's honestly what I was going to say. It was a well-rounded costume. I absolutely, and it, my mom said, "It's obvious that you're taking a picture of his fanny, but your facial expression, that's been a big addition to the fun of all of it." Thomas said, I said, "Whatever, you enjoyed it," laughing emojis. I'm absolutely enjoying this morning, no question. Clint said, "Almost entirely H&M, which has been true for a while. Dustin said, nice job. Zach says, heading out to training camp next weekend. You guys are always talking about Slim Chickens. What should I get there? That's a good question. It depends on where you're coming from, Zach, because I don't know what it all is around St. Joe. That's probably a better question for someone who camps up there more often. You even tweet Steven. Steven's there all the time. For specifically up there, I'm not sure. As far as what to get, like, on the way, depends on where you're coming from. But if you find yourself within a nice 20-minute drive of a Slim Chickens, you got to do it. Get the spicy barbecue. Get the cayenne ranch. Did Beards just come back into the room? Is that Beards? Yes, Shane. Oh, it's Shane. Oh, come on in, Shane. Shane's here. Yep, Shane, just settle on in. Go ahead, Shane.
I actually wanted to come and tell you that Kevin just told me he's in a segment.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he just saw Patrick Mahomes throw a 70-yard pass to Sammy Watkins in stride for a touchdown.
Oh, I saw. And if I wasn't already just at the peak of what I'm physically able to handle right now because of all this Anthony Sherman talk.
I forgot you're a celebrity too.
I would be now. Yeah, right. You just walked in here. I think you tweeted it to me first.
That was like 6:30 in the morning. I was probably the first one.
You had to be. What was your process of seeing that picture?
Oh, Josh is on the front page of the Star. And it looks like he's taking a picture of Anthony Sherman's butt.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But I didn't put that on the Twitter feed. So.
No, that's good. No, that's good. It's absolutely what was happening. I have the picture. It's not of just of his butt. It's of the whole, you know, back 180 degrees of his outfit.
And we, it was funny, I showed my wife, and because, you know, she sat by you at our Christmas party.
Of course.
And she's like, I think I found the Instagram picture he took. So we, like, did the investigative journalism.
Yes, I'm going to tweet that all out in a little bit, actually. The all of them coming together. Did Kevin tell you to tell me specifically what happened, or just to tell the world screen from the mountaintops? Very good. I am very excited. I saw the tweet, and I could barely contain myself. I let out a little yelp. Thank you, Shane. Shane, everybody. I did see, and literally, I haven't even like gotten to it yet. We're going to talk about it tonight over on Chief Central and everything. But yes, I saw that Patrick Mahomes, I think the first tweet I saw was from Matt Derrick. First big play of camp, Mahomes in the pocket, dropping it on a dime to Sammy Watkins for a 60-yard score. More, please. At Chiefs_fanalyst. Just tweeted me and said, this is the good news for you, is if you're ever in a position to ask Shermanator's wife if she has any pictures of Anthony's butt, you can show her some. Oh, God. And Steven Nelson picked off Matt McGloin. I'm not going to give you the play-by-play updates on all of this today, but there are some interesting things that have already come out of camp. The bomb from Mahomes to Watkins is thrilling. Also, Nate Taylor of The Athletic tweeted that the outside cornerbacks are David Amerson and Steven Nelson, with Kendall Fuller playing in the nickel. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Nate at some point and ask him if Fuller is on the field whenever they're not in nickel. My assumption for a while has been that he'll probably be outside and then move into the slot, and then Amerson will come in and play outside whenever Fuller does move into the slot. That's the place where Fuller is best. It would be kind of surprising to see them take him away from the thing that he does the very best. But also, it seems plausible enough that he could. And at this point, without Bashaud Breeland being added to the team, which he still could be, by the way. The good news there, though, is that Steven Nelson is going to be just sort of stuck in that spot, because no one on this team is a better slot corner than Steven Nelson. Actually, then Kendall Fuller, even Steven Nelson, who has been good in the slot. Beards just came back. Beards, Shane came in here and wore your headphones for a moment to relay to me that Patrick Mahomes threw a 60-yard touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins in training camp.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm looking at Anthony Sherman's butt. I don't even know what that means. But yeah, so I'll give you here live the fun things, the fun updates as they go. Matt Derrick said that Breeland Speaks is getting first team looks at outside linebacker, rushing and dropping back. That's interesting. I wonder if that's because they're bringing back Dee Ford a little bit slowly or what. Not out there right now though, so it's hard to tell. But I'll give you the updates for all of those things as we go throughout the show today. But the big pass, what I'm seeing here, and Terez Paylor is out at camp today. And he said, Mahomes, up top to Watkins, post route, touchdown. You'll be seeing that again, folks. It makes me so happy. I wanted to get the, was there video of that? No, that's Mahomes to Hill. That's different. Tyshirt tweeted, Pat Mahomes just hooked up with Sammy Watkins on a deep throw first of with the Chiefs' hope or many such plays. Kevin Keatsman, obviously, I use first names for 8-10 people, and then I forget that not everyone listening to the show knows everyone from 8-10. Kevin tweeted, Mahomes a semi, 75-yard blast, at least 50 in the air, maybe 60 was a deep drop. Just like it's nothing. Also, I think there's a absolutely reasonable chance that the first play of Patrick Mahomes' 2018 season is going to be a huge deep shot. Andy Reid had Alex Smith doing that stuff, remember? Like, very frequently. It would just be, first play, what do we do? All right, let's just see if we can take the top off this defense, make them respect the deep ball. They usually didn't have to because it wasn't completed all that often, if ever, really, as far as that first play goes. But, man, that would be such a fun message to send, even if it's the first one in preseason, so people know. But I think there's an extremely good chance that we're going to see the Chiefs doing a whole lot of that this year. And it's just so much fun. I'm just so excited about it, honestly. I really am. Just to see how that goes. I've not yet received a response from Vahe Gregorian about his equally inconspicuous picture taking of the backside of Anthony Sherman's
backside.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's accurate. You have a very tall Coke Zero can, Beards.
It's a cherry Coke.
How dare you? Sorry, I misspoke. I noticed that it was... That's interesting. It's like energy drink can size.
Yeah.
Huh. That's fun.
Thank you, Renee.
Renee brought you one?
She brought me two.
Oh, how dare she? She only brought me one tea.
Because they were on sale, apparently. Also, candy. Charlie has a sweet tea back here. Unsweet. Unsweet.
Oh, it is unsweet? That's too bad.
It's an unsweetened peach mango.
Does anyone want to tell her that Charlie's off today?
She knows.
Okay.
So I'm probably just going to stick it on his desk. Because, you know, the fridges in this building aren't safe.
I was going to say I'd just stick it in the fridge. She brought me a box of those, like, squeezable applesauces, which is great, especially because, like, I tend to be here now, especially during training camp. I'm going to be here from, like, 2 to midnight every day or something like that. So having some nice little snack opportunities, the big one for me. Roger just tagged me. Ah, here's a tweet. Oh, here's the video. Thank you, Roger, for tagging me in the video of Patrick Mahomes throwing to Sammy Watkins on deep ball. Let's see. Okay. Everybody's set. He's under center to start. Somebody's in motion. Mahomes drops back, fakes the handoff, deep drop, no pressure, winds up just like it's nothing. Just like it's nothing, right to Sammy Watkins. Brilliant. Oh, God. I'm just going to watch this again. I know this is a radio show. But he throws it like he... Patrick Mahomes throws this 60-yard touchdown on a dime in a perfect spiral. Like, I will throw it here. I could throw this mic cover in here into the trash can and need to put more effort on it than Mahomes going 60.
And less accurately.
And certainly not in the spiral. It's mesmerizing. It honestly is. Because Watkins has the space in front of him. I don't know who's covering him on this. But he just gets just past him. If the ball's behind him and all, it's picked. But I mean, that's usually true in the NFL. You got small windows. But man, Mahomes did not have any issue with it. And it looks like he could have done that while laying on his back. Oh, Steve just tweeted me a GIF of me and Vahe taking pictures of Anthony Sherman's butt.
I need to see this now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is tremendous. This makes me so happy. Also, you can see this is the GIF is incredible, but I just pop around. But oh, wow. That's stupendous.
That is amazing.
It loops so well.
And I love that you just... fly in out of nowhere.
I do. I just appear.
Is that Anthony Sherman's butt?
I was stuck behind all of the rest of the media, so I went and found the opening. What? Oh, gross. No. Don't mark that one. No. Ah!
So now do we need to see Vahe's picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna tweet him and ask for...
There was a second photo taker.
There was a second camera. And also, I mean, you can see the instant of when this picture was actually taken. Oh, that's incredible work from Steve. I don't know where that video even came from. That might have been from Charlie's iPad handling, because he was filming it on the 810 Facebook page. Oh, that's so good. I just did it less inconspicuously. Vahe just boop. That's tremendous. I want to take another break again, and just so I can tweet all of these things when they need to go, and then we'll have a longer segment at the end whenever we come back. We'll read all your questions and comments and stuff. I don't know. This is a almost entirely Anthony Sherman's ass first hour.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Not a sexy bottom third.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Also, yep, I would love to take back the phrase sexy bottom third. I would love to have not said that.
On ESPN Kansas City.
What is this?
Def Leppard.
Okay.
Just because I could.
Beards went to the Def Leppard show last night.
Woo!
Def Leppard and Journey. I do want to know about it in a second. Man, just this show's moving too fast today. Thomas is talking about some of Alex Smith's deep passes last year. Yeah, no, he had a lot of instances where he made some deep throws. The frequency of it would have been raised if I would have had my druthers in that conversation. And also, I think it partially does show how good it is and can be and will be with Patrick Mahomes. In that position, I'm just thrilled by it. So that's very exciting. Also, even like if you share that one the article that's mentioned in the Star here, if you share that article on Twitter, the thumbnail that comes up is that picture. And so now I am. I forgot I wanted to. Man, I'm telling you, the show's moving too quick. I wanted to try to find the photographer. He's probably busy right now because. Camp is actually happening, but at some point I would love to talk to the photographer about this particular photo and if they knew before it was run with on the front of the sports section what was going on in the background. So as always, you can leave your questions and comments wherever you are seeing the show. Today we're on the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page. And also over on my Almost Entirely Chiefs page. I don't know if you've been able to keep
nope,
an eye on
Almost
any of
that. Almost Entirely Beards. Sports.
Nope, you're right. This hasn't really been Almost Entirely Chiefs. This has been entirely butts. Go ahead.
There's one comment there. It just says, Josh, you famous now, son.
I am. Who said that?
Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Yeah, this has been a big break for me. I really enjoy the phrasing of this being someone's favorite thing in the history of sports journalism. We'll also keep you updated on all the things that are happening out at camp. Also, what is this story that Renee just sent us, Beards? You said you've seen this before. And
I did see this. An Egyptian zoo is accused of painting a donkey to look like a zebra. It looks like it's a donkey painted as a zebra. And it wasn't done well, let me tell you.
No, they're smudged. Why did Renee tweet that to us with an urchin tag?
Probably for headlines. But we're stealing it now.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought it was going to be an urchin. I thought she was saying that.
Urchin, no. Oh, it's not your turn.
Tomorrow, urchin. Tomorrow.
He says okay.
You can also eat tomorrow. Oh, man. One other thing that we can just do at any given point now. Renee just brought in Kit Kats, which I love.
Kit Kats are good.
And drinks for all of us. And then the apples, as I mentioned, but she also brought in like a couple packs of Pop Rocks.
Oh,
I think Pop Rocks are fun.
Yeah,
I like Pop Rocks. I'm wondering if the eventual obvious conclusion of this is doing a segment of this show with Pop Rocks in my mouth. That feels like it's going to happen, right?
I feel like that's what you should do on Chief Central tonight at whenever Baseball Tonight postgame ends.
Is there a postgame today or is it Sports Night tonight?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sure might not be till like 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
and 45.
10-ish.
All right, this hour has been appropriately rich. I'm going to do very serious very serious Chiefs analysis with Pop Rocks in my mouth. Hold on. So, I thought it was interesting that Bashaud Breeland was here for like a day and a half.
I'm not sure how this sounds.
Breeland was here for like a day and a half and still went on the rest of his visits. That was crazy. However, I don't think it means that he's not going to end up being a Chief. I could still see him, absolutely, coming back to Kansas City after completing his four main visits, being in Oakland, in Kansas City, in Indianapolis, and Cleveland.
Hunter has commented, first time watching, but I always listen to the podcast. I'm sorry today is the first day you picked to watch.
No, man, you got a great multimedia day. Thank you for coming and checking out the video. We work really hard on making the Facebook video a relatively high production value experience. Today you've had a visual aid, and then also you have to see me eat Pop Rocks.
And hold your mouth open into the camera, or the microphone.
Man, these are going to go on forever. I can hear the ones like in like the back of my throat still crackling. Thanks for joining us, Hunter. I'm glad that you're here, taking a minute to check in on the Facebook video. We like the Facebook video. I wouldn't say that I would want to only do it here because obviously people listen through the podcast all the time and you can listen on at the actual radio station. But I think the ideal way to consume this show is through the Facebook. And now it also has to be kind of weird to be within arm's reach of me for 2 hours every day.
Cat.
Thank you. I forgot to hang Grumpy Cat on the microphone today. But yeah, you can see Grumpy Cat. You can see me on the cover of the sports section of the Kansas City Star. You can see Dick Justice and Goatee. Mr. Dossie's
back there. It's pronounced Dick Justice.
That's got to be the most rebellious thing we do on this show, right? The most rebellious thing we do on this show is the name of our stuffed wiener dog.
Richard Justice.
Richard underscore Justice. Oh, man, hold on.
Now, I just had the same thought.
Yeah, hold on. We got to just make sure. Yikes. And then this is a risky click. it's loading. Oh, God. Okay, there's somebody named Michael Charles Jr. that is at Dick Justice on Twitter. But what about Dick underscore Justice?
There is, and that one's a little riskier.
No, yeah, it hasn't tweeted, but there's a butt.
Yep.
There's a butt. How many?
Following seven people, followed by two. It's following Marvel Entertainment, DC, God, Lady Gaga, MTV Music, At Music, and Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem.
Do you think it's funnier for Dick Justice's Twitter, which we are going to have to build, for it to have two or three underscores?
10.
I think three is pretty funny. Can you make that, Beards? Can you go ahead and set that up? I have so many Twitter accounts for so many different, like, places and everything. I would be comfortable with you managing the Dick Justice.
I can try.
The Dick underscore Justice Twitter account.
I need a phone number?
You can just use yours, I think. I think we should. That's very exciting because then we can have all the almost entirely sports stuff come from there. And I feel like that's just very good. It can also be our burner if you ever want to. If either of us, you, me, and Charlie for sure all need to have the login info. So if any of us ever have like a really spicy opinion that's not safe for our own accounts, we can use that account, and then just none of us will ever say who tweeted whatever thing. It's our burner and also the stuffed wiener dog that is one of the mascots on this show. Yeah, sorry. So I am going to steal this from tomorrow. If Nick is going to use this tomorrow, it's still okay. Egypt Jew. Whoa. Nope. Egypt Zoo. Egypt Zoo is what I meant to say. Accused of painting donkey to look like a zebra. The zoo has denied that this is a painted donkey. A zoo in Egypt has denied painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra after a photo of the animal appeared online. student Mohammed Saran put the images on Facebook after visiting Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park. Aside from its size and pointy ears, there are also black smudges on its face. The pictures quickly went viral, with experts weighing in on the species of the animal. A vet contacted by the local news group, extranews.tv, said that a zebra's snout is black while its stripes are more consistent and parallel. Mr. Sun told Extra News that the enclosure contained two animals and that both had been painted. The zoo director insisted that the animal was not a fake. Wow. A zoo in Gaza painted two donkeys look like zebras in 2009. Another Gaza zoo put stuffed animals on display in 2012. In 2013, a Chinese zoo in Henan province tried to pass off a Tibetan mastiff dog as an African lion. And in 2017, a zoo in Guangxi province disappointed visitors by exhibiting blow-up plastic penguins. Weeks later, another zoo drew condemnation for displaying plastic butterflies. This is all on bbc.co.uk. I just want to be able to read all these other articles that are mentioned here. They're not opening right now. But I so badly want to see the stuffed animals on display. How dumb do zoos think we are? Like, if it might fool a kid, maybe. But if an adult human being sees a donkey and all the black smudges are... All the black stripes are smudged. I think we're going to figure it out. Somebody just followed me on Twitter and said, great, now I have to follow you to see why you were taking that picture. Oh, that's tremendous. Wow. Yeah. Oh, dang it. Brent just tweeted me and said, Egypt Jew, his name was Moses. That's an extremely good tweet, Brent. And also, oh, I was just followed on Twitter by Richard Justice. At Dick_Justice.
He needs to do a little work on his profile there, but we're getting there.
He's working on it right now. I'm glad that he took initiative. I was the first follow.
Second.
No, it said zero followers. Did you get to it before I did?
Oh, no, never mind. Okay, yeah.
Boom, first follower for Richard Justice's Twitter account. It makes me so very happy. Beards, you know what Richard Justice cannot do on Twitter?
He must. A lot of things, what do you have in mind?
He must not follow Kent Swanson. He is not allowed to follow Kent. That's all I care about. That's the only thing. Andy Reid said that Reggie Ragland's knee puffed up whenever they flew here. We might do some Andy Reid audio second hour here. We'll definitely do it tonight if we over on Chief Central if we get to that. Zane tweets, I feel like this joke will just keep giving for eternity, which makes me very, very happy. That's about the butt picture. And KC has tweeted and said, two questions. Did you get a copy of the paper? And did your parents see it yet? It's a great cover. Yeah, I've got girlfriend Renee framed it. My parents do have a copy.
Your mom's commented on it, if you haven't seen that, by the way.
No, I don't know. What did she say?
Excuse me. Oh, my Lord, now I see your pic of Anthony Sherman from the, quote, rear. No wonder you took a photo. That is hideous. And what's with the knee pads?
We read that earlier, actually. You were running off to go get your hat, because you left your hat in the truck.
Oh, that's fair.
You can't run the show without your hat on. I don't know why. Just
headphones feel weird.
Weird. Thomas said that over in Manhattan, Kansas, their zoo legit had a 2-year-old golden retriever. Pretty odd. Yeah. Yeah, really odd. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I just a group chat of a bunch of my friends from newspaper in college has popped up. And I just see the most recent message, which just says, I mean, it is a pretty powerful ass. So, I guess I'll open that group chat now. I can never go home again.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.